The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to be talking about perinatal and infant community health collaborative at Institute for Family Health, which works to support prenatal and parenting families in achieving optimal health outcomes while addressing racial and ethnic disparities in the community. Our guest is Danielle Sinclair. Danielle is the program coordinator for the Perinatal and Infant Community Health Collaborative, also known as PICH, which is a grant-funded program at the Institute for Family Health. Danielle started her career in human services working with adolescents in Orange County as a youth educator for a nonprofit that works to support survivors of domestic violence. And later, Danielle joined the Institute for Family Health with the Healthy Families Program before transitioning to her role in PICH. So, Danielle, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. And Danielle, for our listeners, can you explain in very easy to understand terms what PICH is, who it serves, why it's needed, and how it came into being?
Absolutely. So the PICH program has existed for many years. Some people might be familiar with MICH, which stood for Maternal and Infant Community Health Collaborative. And back in 2022, the New York State Department of Health transitioned to the PICH program to better support a wider range of families going through their prenatal journey. The ultimate goal of the PICH program is to support families in alleviating parenting stress. So we do things like accompany families to doctor's appointments. We assist them in filling out applications for services, whether it be a job application, an application for SNAP, a housing application. We help them understand the healthcare system and guide them to access that they need to services, whether it be for them or for their children. And essentially, the community health workers serve as a bridge to other programs and other services in the community to support families in whatever their needs are.
Mm-hmm. And the community health workers, what kind of training or qualifications educationally do they have? And what does a typical day look? I mean, you described some of what they do, but walk us through what a typical day looks like for a community health worker in PICH.
Our community health workers, their days vary depending on their caseload and depending on what a family's needs are. But primarily, our community health workers go through significant training related to understanding local programs, understanding how to facilitate healthy and safe conversations with families. When they are working with a family, they could be working with them on getting them an appointment with a doctor. They could be working with them to connect them to health insurance. They could support them by accompanying them to their medical appointments or helping them understand why medical appointments are important for themselves and their children. And sometimes community health workers are just there to listen and to really normalize the stresses that come with parenting or pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. And so parenting or pregnancy can be for families who are just experiencing that for the first time can be a little daunting, right?
I mean, absolutely.
There's just a lot of unknowns and maybe some stress associated with that. Mm-hmm. So you really help them understand that process better.
Yeah, we always say that we meet people where they're at, whether it's their first pregnancy or maybe their third child. Regardless, it's a new experience. And whether they have that experience as a parent or not, everyone needs someone to lean on. And for a lot of our participants, they might not have additional support. And so their community health workers are really a huge guide for them throughout their pregnancy journey. And even once the child is born, they are there for them to meet those emergent needs, however that looks for those families.
And aside from maybe driving people, getting people to appointments, do you help them optimize their appointments with their medical providers or OBGYNs, what have you, in terms of what questions to ask and how to really what are the important things to cover in an appointment?
Absolutely. So our community health workers will often check in and follow up with families before any upcoming appointments. And part of that check-in process is asking them if they've ever met with this provider before. If they have, are they happy with their provider? What kind of questions come to mind, or is there anything in particular they'd like to discuss? The community health workers, besides accompanying them, can also just support forming those questions, and practicing how to bring that up to their provider. For a lot of our participants, their experience with providers and navigating the hospital system is brand new. We have many participants that come from other countries who are unfamiliar with the American healthcare system. So for a lot of them, it is a totally brand new experience, and they can get that support from our community health workers.
That's really great. And is there a specific eligibility to enroll in pitch? What are the requirements?
So, in order to enroll in the PITCH program, the individual needs to be a resident of Ulster County or at least have a mailing address in Ulster County. And they should either be pregnant or parenting a child under 2 years old.
And do they have to be a patient at an Institute for Family Health? First of all, let's start at the beginning with what is Institute for Family Health, and then do they have to be a patient?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Institute for Family Health, is a federally qualified healthcare center that serves the Hudson Valley and New York City. And the Institute for Family Health is our host agency. So, individuals receiving care through the Institute can be referred to PITCH. However, you do not have to be a patient of the Institute for Family Health in order to qualify or enroll in PITCH. In fact, we're connected to many different, providers and doctor's offices within the community that are not affiliated with the Institute and are still able to refer their patients to our program. The overall mission of the Institute for Family Health is to improve access to high quality, patient-centered primary health care targeted to the needs of medically underserved communities.
And so it's on an ability to pay basis or insured or
Yes.
uninsured as well, right?
Yeah, so if someone comes to the institute seeking care, whether they're insured or not, they can be connected to a member of the care management team, and that care navigator can assist them in either budgeting or understanding health insurance and figuring out how they can receive the best care with whatever means they have. And then those care navigators can refer them to our program if they qualify.
And with respect to pitch, how is it paid for? I mean, it's funded by a grant, I'm assuming, yes. I think that you mentioned that. But in terms of your clients, how do they pay or not pay?
So, PITCH is free and voluntary. There is no expectation for our participants to disclose their income, their yearly income. For PITCH itself, we're funded through the New York State Department of Health, and we were granted a 5-year grant through the Department of Health back in 2022. So that will see us through to 2027. But in terms of our participants, they are not expected to, number one, pay for services or even disclose what their income is. We will, if we do ask, it's just a matter of keeping it for records and understanding what budgeting looks like for them.
So it really eliminates some of the stigma too, right? So people don't have to feel embarrassed if they are low income or what have you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, we meet people where they're at. We can offer budgeting support by, creating a budgeting tracker, whether it's for their income or for their SNAP. But yeah, that's definitely not something that we try to highlight. It's just coming to the program and asking for support and however that needs to look for them.
So it seems that you also integrate things like nutrition, like healthy lifestyle choices, those types of things beyond a pregnancy or whatever. Is that true? Is it more of a holistic approach?
So, we don't necessarily take a holistic approach to information regarding nutrition or just the general health of the participants in the program. Oftentimes, when we do a screening and assessment, we will ask questions like, do you receive SNAP? Do you receive WIC? With those questions comes follow-up questions, which could be, do you feel like you are utilizing? Oh, sorry.
That's
Sorry,
okay. That's
sorry.
okay. No, that's okay. We have about a minute left in this
Okay.
segment, so that was just a little, you know that.
Okay. Okay, thank you. We can offer support in like how to budget your SNAP and what can you buy with SNAP if someone isn't receiving SNAP. If it's something that's important to them that they want to discuss how to eat healthier or what to incorporate in their diet, we can offer that.
What about when it's in respect to a with respect to nutrition and pregnancy, nutrition, healthy baby, that context?
Yeah, we would absolutely offer plenty of evidence-based information to families related to food or just health throughout their pregnancy or related to the child once the child is born. But we can also offer a referral to a nutritionist and encourage them to meet with their nutritionist through WIC. We can help them see that through if that's something they're interested in.
Great. Sounds like a really great program. I mean, gosh, I wish when my wife and I were pregnant that we had access to that. You
Yeah.
know, it was just a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
And sounds like a really wonderful program. We want to learn a lot more about it, but first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on the Hudson Valley's Talk and Sports Network, The Beacon.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're discussing the Perinatal and Infant Community Health Collaborative, known as PITCH, at Institute for Family Health, which works to support prenatal and parenting families in achieving optimal health conditions while addressing racial and ethnic disparities in the community. Our guest is Danielle Sinclair. She's program coordinator for PITCH at the Institute for Family Health. So Danielle, before the break, we were talking about what PITCH is, who it serves, what some of the benefits are, how that process works. Talk to us a little bit about your community health centers that you mentioned in your notes.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Institute for Family Health has four health centers in the Hudson Valley. We have our Pine Street location, which is located right in the heart of Kingston. We also have Kingston Family Practice, which is one of our larger healthcare centers, also located in Kingston. In addition to those two healthcare centers, we also have our Ellenville Family Health Center and our New Paul's Family Health Center. Pine Street and Kingston Family Practice is where most of our prenatal patients patients receive their care and where the community would often see our community health workers circling and meeting with patients throughout the week. But they are often popping into New Paltz and Ellenville to meet with any patients that have appointments that are maybe not prenatal appointments, maybe just primary care appointments.
And are the services offered in various languages?
Yes, they are. So our community health workers are able to support families that speak English and Spanish. And additionally, we can also access the language line for families who might speak languages other than English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And what is the typical frequency of visits for folks?
Yeah, so our community health workers are required to meet with enrolled participants once a month for at least 1 hour, but they are not restricted to that. So they can meet with their community health worker as often as they'd like, as long as scheduling works out for that. If someone wants to meet more than once a month, that is the minimum requirement. That can also be broken up into 2 30-minute visits. It can be broken up into even smaller increments throughout the month. But the basic minimum requirement is once a month for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. And do folks have like phone access in between those visits if something comes up that they want some help with?
Yeah, absolutely. Our community health workers have confidential work phones that they can communicate with participants. They can call or text them. As long as a community health worker is clocked in for the day, they are able to respond to those messages. But part of the work that they do with their community health workers is also knowing who else they can reach out to you in times where a community health worker might not be available to answer a question or take a call. But they can access their community health worker using their confidential work cell.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of the duration, meaning how, over what period of time mm-hmm. A community health worker meets with an individual or a family, Where does it begin and where does it end? Can it be just really about, hey, we're thinking of birthing and we'd like some information and help? Or does it start when that decision has been made and goes through the birth itself and then post-birth?
Yeah. So ideally, if a family came to us before they're pregnant and they're thinking about getting pregnant or maybe have questions about pregnancy, we can absolutely support them through that process. We would start the enrollment process once they have confirmed that they are pregnant. If they are not pregnant and they have a child under 2 years old, we would also be able to enroll them. Even if someone is not pregnant and does not have a child under two, but may have a question that we could very easily answer, we don't turn anyone away. We just wouldn't necessarily enroll them. Ultimately, the goal is that when someone gets discharged from our program, they have all their needs met. All of those emergent needs, all of those goals that they came to the program with are met. So discharging a participant from the program is a celebration and not a negative thing. We want to be able to discharge them because that means they've reached a level of self-sufficiency where they feel confident in their ability to access resources outside of our program.
Mm-hmm. And do the services include things like, I could answer this myself, but breastfeeding, lactation, those types of services that help?
Absolutely. So our community health workers will often work on birth plans with families prior to them going into labor. So they'll spend a significant amount of time ironing out what a person's birth plan is. We offer lactation support. We have plenty of evidence-based information, but we also have certified breastfeeding counselors on staff available to meet with families. We have both Spanish-speaking and English-speaking breastfeeding counselors that can offer support with lactation. And then we also have 2 doulas on staff as well that can also be available to offer any kind of childbirth education. Besides birth planning and lactation support, Our community health workers can provide referrals to community programs related to childcare, domestic violence, substance use, mental health, food insecurity, and as I mentioned before, assistance in filling out applications or even just accompanying them to DSS if they have questions about any of the benefits that they may or may not receive.
Well, it seems as if like anyone who's even thinking about becoming pregnant would find something of real value with Pitch, right? Regardless of their socioeconomic status.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's really that's one of the many beautiful things about the Pitch program is that the possibilities are really endless in terms of what we can offer support with, whether it be something as simple as helping them find a new primary care physician or helping them navigate being placed into emergency housing.
Mm-hmm. And so in your notes, it talks about community partnerships and collaborations. I know, you know, no agency can or should go it alone these days, even the mm-hmm. health department being a government entity. So tell us about your community partnerships.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, community partnerships are really such a solid, almost like the glue that holds the program together. In addition to just doing a lot of community outreach, we have collaborations with several programs within the community. We do have a partnership with Mid-Hudson Chocolate Milk, which is a grassroots organization that offers doula scholarships, prenatal and childbirth education, and postpartum and lactation support. We also have a partnership with Uber Health, so we're able to offer transportation to medical appointments, job interviews, really to anywhere within the county. We can set up an Uber for them at no cost to them, and they can get dropped off to wherever it is they need to be. Sometimes medical transportation can be unreliable, so families can access the Uber Health program through Pitch. In addition to those collaborations, we work very closely with Ulster County Healthy Families because we serve a very similar population. We often do our outreach together. We coordinate referrals together. And then we also have our safe sleep kits. So we offer pack and plays and safe sleep kits to every family that is enrolled in the program to encourage safe sleep education. So we offer sleep sacks, brand new pack and plays, and any information about safe sleep for the baby.
That's really great. I mean, it's really so comprehensive. It's like a no-brainer if you're thinking about getting pregnant, having children. Call Pitch, call Danielle.
Absolutely.
It's the go-to place.
Yes.
So in that regard, Danielle, tell us how folks can get in touch with the program and you, and maybe even just to learn more or what have you.
Absolutely. So there are so many different ways that they can get connected to our program. So they can give me a call on my work cell, or they can reach out to me through my email. They can also get more information about our program through the Institute for Family Health's website. I am often stationed at our Pine Street location, but I also split my time over in Dutchess County, another county that we serve. So sometimes I'm in Poughkeepsie and sometimes I'm in Kingston, but we can also always connect through the community health workers who work at our health centers.
And what is that phone number? Or what is the one phone number that people should remember?
Sure. So 845-519-4249. People can call or text that number. That's a direct line to my confidential work cell, and I can coordinate whatever needs may come to that number.
That's great. Again, listeners, 845-519-4249 to reach Danielle and this wonderful program known as Pitch. So if you are thinking of getting pregnant and really need some assistance, you're a new parent, don't really know what's happening, it's a whole new world to explore, Danielle and her team can walk you through it. And Danielle, this is an amazing service. I really didn't know much about it, but now I do. But it's terrific. Thank you for your work and your colleagues' work.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving us the space to share what we do.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.